sort of mida keneged mida, specifically why possibly they died with a mabul dafka. But I'd like to look at it a little bit bigger than the mida keneged mida, because Chazal it's mashma that it's makif a lot more than a specific avera. First, it says, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that it says that anything, that everything died in the world. It says that it was the Kolash Anishas Ruach Chaim Ba'apov, Mikolash Abacharova Mesu. That anything that had a neshama, it died. But Asha Bacharova V'loy Dagim Shabiyam. Fish didn't die. So one Mashmos is, the Gemara seems to, as if they were bigger tzaddikim, the fish. It's something which they were, whatever it is about them, that they weren't nichshol. The it says also in some sfarim, that's why the inyan, the mile of dagim on Shabbos and so on, nishmas tzaddikim, all sorts of inyanim like that, seems to some sort of mile of the dagim. The Yisoscha says that there was no tzivui of leminoi on it. In other words, on the Eitzim Lamosh, it says Oisapri leminoi. On the Behemus or the Chayas, it says that Oif Konav leminehu. On the Dogim, it doesn't say anything about leminehu. So, what's the distinction is what? In other words, what does it imply more than that? There are different meaning of dagim. There are dagim tayrim, there are dagim not tayrim. But what's the distinction between balechayim that were nitzav v'lemineu and balechayim not? I mean, you can't say that it has to do with how complex it is, because you see that tacharetz desha, on the world of tzmachim, on the world of plants, you have limineu. So fish are certainly more advanced than that. So what is it about the dogim that did not have a tzivui of limineu? What's the implication of it? What's the inyan of it? Now, there's a chazal. It's a Medrash Rabbah in the very beginning in Perik Hei, Parasha Hei, Psik Aleph, in the Medrash Rabbah. It says, Vayirma lekim yikovu amayim. So it says, Ksiv migaros chenusa mekoil, and so on. It says, Oma kadosh baruch hu yukav li amayim ashni osid lases behem. I'm doing yikovu amayim because I'm preparing it for something that's going to happen with it. So he says, in other words, I'm sort of getting it ready for Dor HaMabul, Dor HaFloga, something along those lines. Moshe LeMelech. So Chazal give a Moshel. Moshe LeMelech Shebona Paltrin VeHoyshev V'Seicha Ilmir. A king built up a palace, and he had it occupied with Ilmim, with people who are mutes. Ve'mashkim v'sham v'sham shamel b'rmiza or be'etzba over megulin, over menulin. They would get up and they would sort of pay homage to the king every day through sign language. They would make some motions and signs, sort of good morning, Yechi Amelach, some of those lines. Omer Melach, so Melach said, Elohoye pikchin alachas kama v'kama. If they would be people who could speak, it would be certainly a much greater shevach for the melech. Itma, hoysheba melech the urin pikhin. So the melech brought in people to populate it who could speak. Om de bechzikim epaltin. Om rein paltin zushal melech shalomahi. So they got up and they said, it doesn't belong to the melech, it belongs to us. Ama melech, tachsa paltin kvesha hoysa. Let it go back to what it was. Kach, mitchilas b'yasa sh'olam lo'yo kelusa sh'akadosh baruch hu oyla el min ha'mayim. When the world started, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shevach was only on the waters. Hado rechsiv mikoyles mayim rabim adir mishpe yom. That was what. The waters were the first bria to Meshavach Kadosh Baruch Hu. The sound of the waves crashing, they proclaimed Adi Mar Hashem. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mayim Elu, Shein Loi Peh, V'Loi Amir, V'Loi Dibur in Kal Seisi. Look, the waves, the yam doesn't have a mouth, anything, and it's Meshavach Mi. Ki She'evra Adam Lachas Kama V'Kama. Amar Dara Mablu Marad Boi. So Dara Mablu was Marad. Amar Dara Enishu Marad Boi. Dara Flog Marad Boi. Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to bring back those who were there before, and that's where the water came back. So the water coming back is much deeper than just an einish or of some sort that, you know, mida keneged mida. It's kilu bringing back the matzav of the bria the way it was before. But it really needs, I mean, it's really a chidah stumah, the Chazal over here. What does it mean? There was people who couldn't speak and couldn't say anything, and then there was people who could speak. First the waters couldn't speak, but they could just bayim rav madirim, and then we could say a shevach, and that wasn't so good. Well, what are you talking about over here? But I mean, it's as if there are two stages in the world, there's two possibilities. There's the shevach that's oile kilus oile min amayim, and that's a kilus of ilmim, and there's a kilus oile from Adam, who's a medaber, and we go back from this to the other one. One more place where the mashmos is that, where we get a sense of the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moishel on the mayim in a very specific way. The Gemara says, by Titus, the Gemara in Gittin says, that when he came and was trying to, a storm lifted up the boat and threatened to drown him, and Tito said, "Domanish ein gvur osa shel ze ela b'mayim." HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems to have one weapon arsenal. He can only deal with water. So Paro, he drowned with water. Dara Mabli drowned with water. Part of Dara Flug, he drowned with water. It seems that we found exactly what his kriach is. And Memela HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, we'll get to another way. So the Maral says that Titus, I mean, when Chazal are quoting Titus over here, Titus said something that was right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's primary arsenal is water. In other words, water is the most fitting way of punishing Rishayim. That's the way he describes it, the Maral. And only because to be mafkia, the time of Titus, that's why he found another way. But it wasn't that Titus was wrong, that it was something that, you know, it was ki'ilu mufka his time was correct. He should have drowned, he should have been obliterated through water, but to be mafkia from his time, that's how his brother did it. So, again, it seems as if this mahalach of water, it's not specific. Every door was different. Aflago was different. Pyro was different. Titus was different. All of these Rishoyim were different Rishoyim, each one with his own bad mida. Each one did something else wrong. And if it was just a question of mida keneged mida, then one would have assumed that it would be roya different einish for each one. Ral says that water is roi for everybody because it's Moichad Itzuri, he says, and that's why it's roi for all Rishayim, and in this case was the exception. So let's try to be a little bit oimid on this Nikud over here, on this inyan of that water be'etzim is the appropriate punishment for Rishayim because it's me'abed re'ayin de tzura. There's a Gemara in Moed Katan. There's a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says that Reb Shimon Yochai was talking to, I think, Yudah Ben Gerim or someone else, and he said goodbye to them. They learned. It says they were learning the Dharam by him. They said goodbye. They came back the next morning. They were leaving. They left the day afterwards. They came back again, and he said, "How come you came back again?" He said, "Well, you taught us that a Talmud who stays overnight needs to go back again and take shalom from his Rebbe." So he told his son, Rav Shimon Yochai told his son, Torah Vaza, the you know anoshim shel tsurahe. These people are anoshim of tsura, and go ahead and get a bracha from them. It's worth getting a bracha from them because they're anoshim shel tsura. So there's a compliment. There's something which is anoshim shel tsura that a mile on a person. Rashi says that it's nigger chachma on them and so on. But the word used to describe that type of person is anoshim shel tsura. And this is Reb Shimei Choy found this to be the maila of a person worth getting a bracha from. Let's be misbein a little bit on the interplay between choyma and tsura and what it means. The be'etzem, when we speak about choyma and tsura, which means matter and form, we're talking about two inyanim that the etzim are attached to the sasra. Chaymer, material things are measured in quantity, and the more quantity I have, the better it is. So if I have 1 gallon of water, it's less than if I have 10 gallons of water. If I have 1 brick of gold, it's less than I have 10 bricks of gold. Chomer is material. It's measured, its maila is measured by its ribui and its kamus. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, what he brought into the world is chomer. The world became a davar shel yesh. And in the way that, in the way this is, the more the better. It says Hashemayim v'nim tochim v'holchim. The Kodesh Baruch was goyer and said die. So material things by its nature looks for more and bigger and equates that to better. That's the mahalach of chaim in the world. But tsura is be'emes the opposite direction. It is mimayet. The word tsura comes from the word tsar, which means narrow. So, Lamashal, let's take an example of something like that. You have a silver bar that has a certain value because it's silver. If you stamp a tsura on it, if you take an asimon and make a matbe out of it, in a certain sense, you're being memayit the silver, because wherever you now have the whatever it is that you carved into it, you're taking out. But that tsura gives it a greater value. If it's sarto b'kesef, we need for chil ma'isrei, you need to have dafke kesef as a tsura. It has halachas in it that makes it into matbeah. When a person has, when I say I want to make a big statue to so-and-so, it's a big hero, I'm going to make a big statue. So I take a big slab of stone. To make it into a statue of him, I need to chip away at the stone. The statue is those places where I chip away. The stone is the platform, but the meaning of it I get from where I carved out. The more detail means the more I carve out of the stone, the finer the image is, the better it is. So tsura means I adapt the chaymer to reflect some sort of non-chaimedika message, idea, etc., and it's done specifically by reining in the chaimer, by narrowing it. So I have a big stone slab. I can leave the stone slab and say this is lezecha so and so, but that's not a very good zecher. When I carve it out, make a statue out of it, the carving, the taking away of the stone is there to bring out the tsur of the person I'm trying to memorialize, and that becomes the zecher for it. So I have, in this world, I have a conflict between the medium and material, to what I'm trying to express. Let's take something in a different chum. The Rambam says that it's very, the Rambam says Koyach HaDibur in itself is has instances when it's a maila, instances when it's concern, instances when it's also when it's muta. He speaks different categories. He says being mishabeach tzaddikim and toiv is a maila, but two conditions are, one of the two conditions is that you use as few words as you can. In other words, the content comes out in the reining in of the medium. So it's the place that the medium is drawn in and drawn back that the content expresses itself most. That's what he says, Betzer. So we have the world of Chaim and Tzura, and they are, in a certain sense, the Tzura is at loggerheads with the Chaim, and by reining it in, it brings out a certain something that's beyond it onto the Chaim. The Bria of Chaim is water, and Mayim Rabim is, that's the Bria of, it's the first thing that God brought to the world was water. And water itself is a sheva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mikol es mayim rabim adir mishrei yom. The shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is from the rabim and adirim. It's a huge wave. It's an extraordinary wave. It's a tidal wave. Mikol es mayim rabim adir mishrei yom ad b'mar Hashem. So the bria of water is chaymer. It takes no tsura whatsoever. Water flows and goes, and it has no shape whatsoever. It's sort of a very primal matter. And its shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu lies in its mass. It's huge. A person goes on an ocean that's endless and endless and endless. People would sail for months without seeing land, and there would be a certain overwhelmed by Godless Abayri. So Mayim, the koyach of Mayim lies, Mayim is the bria that's totally formless, shapeless, no information, no specific information etched on it, just mitzias. That's the paltern that you populate with dumb people, with people who can't speak, and they express HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'remiza. In other words, the fact that they're there, they motion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all that we have from it. So there's a bria, the first layer of bria was the etzem mitzius of yesh, the etzem mitzius that there would be much, many, extraordinary, that is a sheva for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a very, very low-level sheva HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the sheva of all the chaymer. So the Melech said, let's make Adam who's a medaber. In other words, instead of just you look at a huge amount of oceans, they say, wow, Adir B'marim Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is awesome, he's great. That's about all I could say about it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Dibur into the Bria, put Tzura into the Bria, and the first step was Yikavu HaMayim. Water would get at least a circle around it. There's been some no reason why water shouldn't flood the whole world and cover everything. It dissolves everything. If the world is left to its own devices, l'chor, the water would turn into a soup of sorts. And I don't know the numbers of how much sand would dissolve and how much ocean, but it's like if you leave something in water long enough, it'll dissolve, even a stone, like it says. You know, it's just a question of time. So Betzim, the world should have stayed water. Yikavu is the first tsur in the Bria. That's Yikavu Mayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will now put tsur into the Bria. Tsur means there's a reining in. There's a miut of the water, of the chayma, in order to express something in it. And it's just like I chip away at the stone because I want the stone not just to be a sort of an oblique memorial. This stone is a memory of so-and-so. But I want the stone to express it, to show me the face of the person that is being memorialized, to show me riding on a horse, doing something strong, or whatever it is. So I need to be memayit the chayme and to etch it to be very specific in a certain way. That was the amahal. A person's own bria starts off with maya. It says avroim, the first avroim yoyim, a person is maya ba'alma. He doesn't have a tzur yet. Nafkamina is halacha. What the status of a being is? That's the first 40 days. After that, the person starts having a tzura. It says Rashi says over here that the reason why the marbles are boim yoyim because they were matriach the tzura, they were triach the yoitzer to create a tzura of mamzerim, and at 40 days is when it goes from being maya ba'alma to a tzura mesiyamis, and that's where it becomes, and that's where Shem mounts his chal. Let's explain why. Let's go back to the Neisas that we said before. The Leminoi, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave fish a Leminoi versus fish did not have Leminoi, and other did Chayas. Fish are the Brias in the Yam. The Yam itself is Mufka from differentiation, from specificity. It's just a mess. So even the things that are high in it are just a mess. The Torah doesn't mention one type of fish. When it says about the minim of kosher not, it just mentions simonim. In Behemoth, the Torah says simonim and mentions four specific ones. In Chaya, we get mentioned specific ones. Tziporim are all specific ones. Not even really a much of a simon. In Dogim, it's just a mess. There's nothing. It's the Gei Hayam. There's nothing there that we make, and that's why there's no Lemina. It's Machmas because it belongs to the world of Mayim, and in Mayim it's just a lot of fish. That's all. It doesn't have any type. So there's a simon. What I can't eat. But it never becomes an entity that I call this Leminehu, that I call this a certain min or not. So it's because of the nature of where it is. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu made two layers of Bria. One layer of Bria is that the Bria is just material, it's just Nivra, and one is very specific. The chelik of the bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu morabu masech Hashem kulam b'chachma sisa. In that shevach, there's never ever chisare. There's never any flaw in it. On the other hand, there's never any other shevach other than remises. What is this God? What does he want? Where's it coming from? We have no idea. It's in the place, once you start having a tzura, you start having a certain dibur. Just like we spoke about, the dibur and the koil. The dibur is a certain harkav on the koil. The dibur, by being mechatech the koil, by creating a chituch hadibur on the koil, you get a specific message. Over here, it's something that you get just a general sense of things. So, mikoil es mayim rab madir mishpe yom adi b'mor mashem, that's eshava. But Eidosecha Nemnu Me'oid, the psukim are contrasting. The Koilus Mayim Rabim is a general Shavah Kodesh Baruch Hu. But it's like the difference if I take a rock and put it up and write underneath it, this is in commemoration of so-and-so who did big vurois, versus taking a rock and etching it out and showing the person with the sword standing and falling in battle. It's two worlds in terms of the Shavah that's Oila from it. One is a remise of Alma, the rock, this big rock is standing here because we want to remember this and this, versus where the rock speaks, and the rock shows you what happened, and the rock is impresses you with what happens. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's first this layer is a layer of Maya, and then it became Yikov HaMayim and Minim. It's Surah Sodom is like that. A person is Maya Ba'alma for 40 days, and then he gets a tzura. The tzura that and a mamzer means that we've crossed over minim. It's not only the tsura means there's a reining in. So it's not only I can't cross over from min to a min. I can't cross over from a marriage to a marriage. The tsura shaboy is what. So mamzerus is chal only when we enter the world of tsura. So our boim yoim is just mayim. And then, so there's not chal on it mamzer, because without tsura there's no mamzer. If 40 days the Kadosh Baruch Hu was matriach, that's when the yoitzer, that's when the tirch of the yoitzer to create mamzerus. That's, and therefore, when the marvel came, this was a primary chet of everything being mashkes, it's min, everything being boal shaloi minoi. It means even the chamas, the gzela part, one spoke about it, was also a crossing over. It wasn't even so much a chemdes hamamen, because it says they would take less than a shava pruta, but it was there was no sense of gvul and boundary, and that created b'meila this andrula musi, like Rashi says, and the world resorted back to water. So the Maral says, in general, rishis and sitkis are nogea the second level, the level of where the world becomes a medaber. And the world becomes specific, and the world has something to say. That's where chet and mitzvah and oinish and schar come in, and b'meila mayim is an appropriate punishment for all types of areas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a world that proclaimed his greatness. He went a step further to try to be to have a world that speaks, that articulates his godless. It's failed, let it go back to Mayim again. It's more than a punishment, just, okay, this world is not a successful world. And Mayim, and that's why the big events, Mayim should have been Einish, except for that case of Titus. That's what the Maral means, that's what he's saying, Betzel. I want to try to focus a little bit more on this Nekud of Tzura, in terms of Inyanim, if this is the basis of Avoida, the struggle between Chayim and Tzura, I want to try to apply it in two areas that is most negative to us, I think. We don't deal well with being maneh things for ourselves. That a person should do mitzvahs is easier than that a person should refrain from being nana from something. We don't feel we accomplish. If I tell them you can't do this, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. This is not good. This is not good. Shabbos can't do this. This you can't. This is overindulging. This is that. It's not something. Mitzad our chaimer, we be'etzem don't deal well with being meinea any type of shefa. That's our nature. It comes with that. The chaimer, and chaimer sees itself. If I eat more, then I have more. Then I am more. If I can indulge, if I can do, if I can go, whatever it is, that the more I expand, the more I am. That's kind of the logic. But if a person, if a person thinks a little bit, let's take an example. If a person has a beggar to wear. A beggar that hangs loosely over him has more cloth, but it doesn't have the yoifi that a beggar that's tailored to him. So the taking in of the beggar gives it a tsura that's very becoming. A person who indulges in taiva tends to lose a certain sharpness of tsura. He becomes flabby in a certain sense. The person is all over the place. The person loses the sharpness of his look, his eye, his whole metzias. And when a person understands that the reigning, it's not refraining, but the reigning in myself means I'm carving a tsura of an adam onto my guf. That we get the sense of the adam shaboy on top of it. That gives a person a tzura. It's when we understand it. So just like when the person goes through the tirch of cutting a beged, it should fit exactly. he understands that that gives it a tzura and makes it much nicer. When we understand that a person who's reining himself in to fit a certain image of Adam, a certain tzuras Adam, that person is aleph from it. That person is putting tzura onto himself. And it's the same, just like we spend time etching out the tzura on stone. Just like on this coin, we scrape away silver, but giving it the tzura of the matbeya gives it its value. The person also, the refraining of Torah is what gives it its tzura, gives Adam its tzura, rather than just a lot and so on. That's one area that this is very negatas. A second area is this area of the difference between Adi B'Marim Hashem and the Nesech HaNemnu. People have asked, at the time people ask, you know, why do you need to learn? We know Godless HaKadosh Baruch Hu from science. You know, I'm studying to be a scientist, and I see Godless HaKadosh Baruch Hu from science, and it's wonderful and it's fine. Yes, but all you see is there is. What is? What is it like? There is such a koyach that. Adivar Hashem, I'm overwhelmed. Wow. But that's it. It's not more than just a sense. There's no tfisa, no avana, no yediyah. For a person who's any lachlokes of nefesh, it's, let's go closer to home. There's something called a tsursa de shmaitza. And Rashi says it's a havana, it's tama dover, and so on. What it means is, I can have a general knowledge. Yeah, I'm familiar with the inyan. So familiar with the inyan, and I know stuff. But I never put it together with a specific tzura. I never gave it a sharp definition. Sharpness doesn't just mean that you know it well. It means it has sharp lines to it. I know exactly what that Gedara is and which cases it applies, which cases it doesn't apply, and why it applies here, why not there. A vagueness is lacking in the whole Metzius of Tzura. And it goes in all our Vedas Hashem also. A person is a good to eat. I do mitzvahs wherever they come, whenever they come. So the counterpart would be, imagine a person that he wants to look well. So whenever he walks by and he sees a nice thing, he buys it, puts it on. So yes, he's wearing a lot of nice things and expensive things. But there's no tzuras to it. In Avodas Hashem, Kashrol Nam Kateyas Karko Briya. But a person can ponder, can plod along and endow himself with wonderful mitzvahs, masses, tevim from all kinds, shapes, stripes, and so on. There's no tzura to it. So yes, the Olam HaMitzvahs and Torah is always good and it's always wonderful. But compared to a person who has a sharp sense of what and what is it adding up to, then it's like that Shevach of Mayim of Tedesech HaNemnu Moit. It's the tzura of Adam means that things, that the outline is sharp and crisp and adds up to a very, very exact and integrated tzura. And that's something that is the aside of Avodas Hashem of Adam. It's interesting, Avshim Bechoyiz, he called them Anoshim Shel Tzura Heim. What do you see it from? In Hana Hagosha, it says that they came back to say goodbye again overnight. They learned it from the fact that they learned from a pasuk. The halacha of overnight is, there's a halacha in kachim, that something that's overnight is puzzle, late overnight, it's called ibud tzura. Its tzura becomes distorted. It could be because at night, one set of devnaz is, it's when there's the ibu of atzuras. In the daytime, boiker, things are very sharp and crisp. At night, there's ibu tzura. At night, there's sort of things meld into each other. And b'meila, it's a zman with the tzuras nifsa. There's something called hefse tzura. In other words, they deherd that today and yesterday are two different days. that if a night went by, then it's a different surah. That could be where it went Anshei Tzur. But Akapanim, Rav Shimon Chayyim's Maila, that he sent us something to the Bracha, was Anashim for Tzura. If we can ask ourselves, when life goes on, it's hard. A person gets into a certain routine, and that's that. But when a person asks himself, what are his goals in the Tkufa that he's forming himself and learning, it's to get a certain Tzura. It's not just to be content with generic I show up and say, yeah, I did a little bit. If a person's sense of his learning and avodas Hashem is like a smorgasbord, whatever I happened to particularly like at that moment, it was close to, I grabbed a bit of it, I came in, said it was really good this time, I helped this guy here. No sense of togetherness, of integration, of any type of tzuratit, then a person is missing out. Once a person, the kviyas tzura is this is the tkufa life. Afterwards, halavai, we're able to keep our tzura. But there's no time. Most life goes on with my rabbi madirim. It's just a huge going on and on and on. Things just sort of keep flowing and going. The parasha is megalat to us that the avodas Hashem comes in two stages. There is a stage of my rabbim that's a yesoid that always stays, and then there's a yesoid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu putzura minehu, specificity, and avodas Hashem itself also has these hagdaras, and the yesoid of somebody who's a ben aliyah and a ben avoda is that he looks to the more sharply he defines his tzura, he becomes a bal tzura, a noshem shel tzura, and that's the tachlis of it.
I read it in some of his books. His books are from.
You start with an idea, but that idea is not visible. You start with the idea of the person you want to do. Then you bring in stone. and then you impose that picture on the stones. Because Baruch had an idea of what he wanted the world to look like. He then gave material to the world, which would be able to express it, and then, so the material itself is already a raya and a kach baruch hu, and then he imposed something on it.
The fact that when like stone is carved out and turned into a statue, so that some of the stone is lost, and there was, so I understand that that's like